Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. And the time now is 9 and 11 minutes. The date is, believe it or not, the 16th day of May. Thursday, the 16th day of May, and the year is 2019. I mean, I can already say, I see myself here sitting saying it's got 2020, 21, 22 for that. I mean, it's as easy and quick as we count it, the times go away.
You can't stop time.
Can't stop time, man. But this time, I don't know, it really goes quicker and quicker and quicker. I don't know if you all feel it. I don't know, because there's like a halo of good running around South Africa. Everybody thinks they're feeling fresh after the elections. And
optimistic.
Optimistic.
Yeah, ready to work.
Won't last long.
won't last long.
Let's go and change.
I mean, this morning I woke up, we had no water in the whole complex. The whole area, no water.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
I know.
This morning I woke up and there was water.
Yeah, that's more amazing. That's more amazing. And there was electricity too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's why the newspapers are only selling when it's something negative.
Yeah.
If you put on the headlines, 10 million people went to work.
You know, when I was working on the newspaper, we tried to produce a good newspaper.
That's why they closed it.
Only good news, yes. It was called the good news.
It
didn't sell.
No, it can't sell.
We tried it as an experiment.
I mean,
must be a
cares?
Scoop.
Must be a scoop.
Negative, yeah.
Yeah, it must be negative. So, look, we don't want to be negative, but... I really don't want to be negative, but situation is simple. I left for a couple of weeks and coming back, and I don't see any big changes. The robbers are still there. I mean, I don't know if you
saw. They haven't moved.
They haven't moved. They're still doing well.
Still
quite
not
well.
Love of them.
No, guys, you're really downgrading them. They move at least three corners since you. They robbed a lot. Don't say they didn't.
So yeah, the fundamental things. Well, people say you have to give the new government 6 months. I'll give them a year. I'll give them 2 years.
We give them 25 years. What's he talking
about? Yeah, the 6 months going to do the difference, yeah.
So you think that another guy and another, the same party, it's ANC. What changed? Nothing changed.
Exactly.
Only the policy that they want to implement. So that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, but that's even worse than what was before.
Yeah, it was worse.
But the whole world is listening. What are you going to say?
No, it doesn't matter.
Keep you to it.
So the last term, or the end of the last term, was the discussion about the land.
Yeah. Yes.
So that was the end of the last term. But no one talked about it, no one talked about it before, no one talked about it in the last 25 years, or 20 years at least. No one talked about the land reforms.
And who introduced it?
Who introduced
it? EFF.
I think Malema introduced
it. Yes, he
did. And that is... Malema introduces whatever it's on the menu right now. So the menu was before Zuma, and he introduces Zuma. He told Zuma how bad is Zuma. In the beginning, he will kill for Zuma.
He was head of the youth league.
Yeah.
And then
he said he's going to kill for Zuma. Then he says that he will kill Zuma.
he said basically that
Zuma is give us back the money. He was campaigning on that. And when Zuma's gone, doesn't make news anymore, he's now grabbing the land.
Just to put it clear, he
must be notable. In other words, you know, the worst thing, what can happen to a politician if nobody talks about him?
Yeah.
This is the worst thing. So he was always want to be in the news.
I just want to remind people about the Mein Kampf. Do you remember the book?
Yeah,
the
Mein Kampf. Yes.
Mein Kampf.
Hitler.
Hitler's book. And the way that Hitler in the Third Reich came into power was exactly the same way that, so Hindenburg became the Chancellor of Germany in the 30s.
Yes.
And, he didn't have enough power. Same as Ramaphosa right now. Didn't have enough power. And
the country was in
the country was in horrible situation, yeah. Exactly the same as we are now.
They switched off all the power.
They didn't have power at the time.
Yeah, I don't think they had much candles. No, yeah. But the whole world after World War One, the whole world was...
But one
was
thing about Hitler, I must tell you, yeah. Hitler took Germany in 1933, that he became the chancellor. Yeah. In 6 years, he made them the most fantastic country in
no,
the world.
No, what he did, yeah. He made them feel good. He didn't do them the most fantastic country.
No, he gave
country.
Them work. They were all building weapons and stuff. Yeah, listen, right, they had
yeah,
work.
Yeah, they had work. Well,
the most strongest country in the world, not the best. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
The
they were yeah. strong. They were preparing for work, for war, and they did it right. But what I'm trying to say, the way that it took the government, the way it took over, it didn't take it with guns blazing. He took it in peace. What he did is, He took one segment of population and blamed everything on them. It's exactly the same as Malema does. He takes one segment of population and blames everything on them. Yeah. We cannot say nothing. I mean, the white people cannot say nothing. A black man can say anything he wants.
Ramaphosa, Ramaphosa said, and the whole world listened to it, that there will be no grab land unless it will be in the constitutional way. As the constitution, it cannot just, you know, the way Malema wants, say, come in and take your house and take the,
okay,
this won't
guys,
happen.
Moshe,
because the investors won't come here.
You have to understand
why. The investment is already gone.
All this all this land retribution and
without compensation
and the fees that. And the fees for higher education and everything, it's from the manifesto of the ANC when they took the power in 1994. They said they're going to do all of this. During that, they didn't say we're going to do it tomorrow. But everything is written over there. There's part of there. Malema didn't make it up. That they said they're going to give back land to the black people. They said they're going to give high education for free to everybody. All this kind of stuff that they can't really follow through.
You know, it's very simple. You want to be socialist. If you want to be socialist, it's very simple. I'm very into socialism. I love socialism, but you have to have money. If you don't have money, where are you going to take the money? If you want to be socialist, you have to have a very good capitalist system that works under it to finance socialism. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work because people are people and people want to get ahead. People will not stay the same. I mean, you can't say, like my grandfather used to say, if you take all the money in the world from all the people, and you give every person in the whole world, every person, you give them $1 million. It was a lot of money that time. $1 million per person. The next day, the very next day, there will be rich people and poor people. You know why? Because this is the nature of people.
Roy, they showed it with the lotto. Guys winning the lotto. What happened with the money a year later? Others invested it and others spent it.
Yeah.
One guy bought 2 houses and 8 bloody Ferraris and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's
and
the human.
And you know what happened in this country? You know, and you also do cars. It's very easy to buy the car. To maintain it, that's where the question is.
No,
you know how the same thing. The black people got the country, but they didn't maintain it. So they didn't look after free education, this kind of thing. You must maintain it. Instead of this, they milk the cow. There's no money.
100%. Thank you. I want you to join us in our discussion if you feel like it. 0618951019. 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp line. And our SMS number is 34519. Of course, you're N50. Please join our discussion. We're discussing right now what to do the country. I mean, thank God we've got good businesses. All of us got good businesses. We're doing well, not as well as we like to, but we're doing well. And what do you guys think is going to be the future of the country? Where do you think we're heading? Do you think we're going good? We're going bad? There's anything we can do government, about policies, about, I don't know, 25 years we're going that way. Do you think we're going to change? Do you think Ramaphosa is the right one? And,
what's the alternative to Ramaphosa?
What's the alternative to Ramaphosa?
I mean, there's talk of him bringing some of the old league back into his cabinet. I mean, nothing's definite yet. We're still waiting to see what the lineup is, but there's so much talk now, I mean, on radio about where Ramaphosa is going to go. Is he going to fulfill the promises he made? And he made huge promises before
the election.
A million houses. Yes.
Yeah.
One. That was one of the promises he made. He's made many others about jobs. So it's going to be interesting times we're living in, Roy.
Yeah.
I must tell you.
The only thing that Ramaphosa got, he hasn't got a consensus in his own party.
So that's another bad thing. See, because then he has to coalize
and
with bad
saying,
people.
You must ask them to get, you know, and to be agreed and everything.
Now we have to go to our sponsor. So see you here from now. A marriage is like a walk in a park. Jurassic Park.
Two friends meet, so the one saying the other, don't ask my parrot. You remember my talking, loving parrot?
Yeah.
He died.
Oh, yeah.
The friend said, what happened? Said, don't ask. Since I got married, he couldn't push a word into them.
You know, they say now, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may now change your Facebook status. I really hope you like it. I'm sure Maureen said she loves this song, and I'm with you. I love this song too. So, yeah. Guys, 061-895-1019, that's our WhatsApp line, 34519, it will cost you $1.50. Please, join our discussion. It's not so bad. We're not in to say bad things about South Africa or anything like that. We're just here to highlight what's important, what's not important. I'm not saying pay attention to what we have to say. But we've got nice music. Ask Maureen. Some people say we tend to panic. Mention land expropriation and we often imagine that we will lose our houses. Ramaphosa said there will be no smash and grab. And that's from M. I really like to believe him. I will give you a little bit of a scenario that I would like you to think about. I'm not saying that can happen, but it can. I'm not saying it will happen, but it can happen. The situation, the way I see the situation that can happen is that, let's say you sit in your own house, comes a mob of people, dressed in red with berets, I don't know, something like this.
It's not Liverpool.
Not Liverpool. No, they're not shouting.
Not in red.
They They don't sing the Liverpool.
No, walk alone.
They never walk alone. They break into your house, they take your house, just take it. And chuck you out of the house, and they claim that's their house because somebody in the government promised them. And you go to the police, and the police, after about 2 weeks of negotiations, get them out of the house. All I'm not saying it will happen, but what will happen to the whole neighborhood prices in those 2 weeks that you're not sitting in the house? So just think about it. That's what I'm saying. When there's no law, there's no law. Yeah, when there's no law, there's no law. When it's lawless, it's lawless. So I don't know what the Constitution will do good. Constitution is good to whoever pays attention to Constitution, i.e. good people. Bad people don't govern. Constitution don't govern bad people. So, yeah, we've got some advertising. Here you go.
Chai FM is many things to many people. Chai FM is your source of the latest news from the Middle East. Chai FM is your platform for learning. Chai FM is your companion. And Chai FM is your connection to a greater community. For 10 years, Chai FM has brought you award-winning radio, and now we are asking you to partner with us on Lach Be'Omah, Thursday the 23rd of May, for the Chai FM Feed Our Fire Radiothon, where you help us to keep bringing you everything that keeps us a great radio station. Call, pledge, challenge. Call center number is 010-140-4090. Chai FM. Unprescribed, unscripted, uncensored.
Please say the number again.
It's 010-140-4090.
So we're going to be all of us here on a radiothon trying to raise some money for this great station that does a lot for the Jewish community and other communities too. And really, guys, I mean, there's something here that because of obviously financial situation and South Africa's financial atmosphere, the station is a little bit struggling. And just to keep it going and to keep the Jewish part of it going, we need help. So, guys,
this is on.
You don't have to dig so deep in your pocket. Just dig, you know, just a little bit.
And this is on Thursday, the 23rd of May.
Lach Be'Omah. Yeah, yes. Lach Be'Omah.
Yes,
so we're all going to be here, and we're all going to help this great station. And guys, I really want you to, help us. All right, good. Yeah.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
All right. So now, what we said about, so think about it, guys. 061-895-1019. Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about, obviously, what's happening. I'm a businessman. I've got a lot to lose. Some people don't have what to lose. Say, you know what? What are going to take? My rented house. What are going to take? You know,
You came back from a holiday. You actually, been away for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
What do you think about the country? You came back and what changed?
What changed?
Yeah.
The weather, it was warmer. It was warmer, yeah. But I mean, 2 weeks ago.
Your
it was warmer,
thinking, Roy, that's what Leo's asking.
No, my thinking. Okay, let me tell you something. When you go to 4 weeks ago, I went to the UK. And I had a great experience, funny enough. I don't know, maybe the sun was shining. Because the sun was shining.
One day?
The whole week and a half that I was there, sun was shining. I think it was one day that was a little bit like a semi-cloudy. The sun, it was cold, wasn't warm, but the sun was shining. And, you can see a first world country from a third world. And we are a third world country. And if there was a fifth place, we would have won it.
We
occupy it. So right now, that's what I see. So now, but the problem is that when you go to a country which is a third world country, you intend to make
comparisons,
and you take in Thailand. I was in Thailand. I was having fun. I went to Thailand, and it is 100% a third world country. 100% people are, I don't know, but everything works. It's not dirty. You know what? If you want to find a dustbin in the street, you can't find a dustbin. But people don't put rubbish in the street.
So what do they do?
I don't know. They've got a corner. They've got some rubbish there, and people come and collect it. Yeah. Obviously, that's because in the morning it's not there. The streets are clean. That's number one.
Nah, you can't tell me the taxi there are not opening the door and
shoveling
all the rubbish out from the road.
No, really? They don't.
I think between 12 and 4 in the morning, maybe they got a team that come out there and clean.
Most probably. Yeah.
But they're very tourist-orientated, aren't they?
You know what? You come there and people smile at you. And you feel safe to walk with a Rolex in your hand.
They're taking your money.
You know, I've got a Rolex, but I keep it in a safe.
Yes.
So I only put it when I'm overseas.
Traveling, yes.
Yeah, when I'm overseas. I mean, is that lie? I mean, is that past? I mean, people think about, are you really? Is it for true? Yes, it is.
What do you mean? It makes a lot of sense to us. It doesn't, the other way doesn't make sense to us.
Yeah.
To wear the Rolex in public?
Crazy,
You're mad.
So then what do you buy Rolex for? Investment? You don't wear it?
No, you don't actually invest in watches. It's not an investment.
Yeah.
Watches
are not an expense. You know, investment is you buy yourself, I don't know, a flat and make money. I mean,
yeah, that's property like investment. But didn't they ever speak about investing in high quality jewelry and upmarket watches?
No, you can't invest in watches.
Jewelry and watches are luxury.
Luxury. You can enjoy them and you can sell it afterwards, but it's not an investment. Yeah. Investment is something that grows with time.
But doesn't Rolex watches grow with time?
I mean, if you got the one and only Steve McQueen Rolex, it's going to maybe grow because it belongs to Steve McQueen. Yeah.
Is that a ranch?
I mean, he sold it on $15 million or something crazy.
$15 million.
15, yeah. I'm sure you can get even $25 million on a day. Yeah, depends. So when you got something once off and it belonged to somebody really famous, yeah, I'm sure. But I doubt that a watch is not an investment. They're still making them. How can it be an investment?
Yeah, exactly.
They understand. So you can always buy a new one. It's not an investment. It doesn't grow. Unless you buy it for a very good price, then it's fine. Yeah. Then it can, you know, you keep, but, you know, most of the husbands tell their wife, you know, look at this beautiful Rolex I bought myself. That's a big investment. It's not an investment. You want to pick up? All right. I'm going to talk about that. Do we have any other?
No, I was laughing because on the way, you know, there was a lot of traffic this morning. We've all stuck in the traffic jam and the car in front of me had a bumper sticker, and I often look at bumper stickers. I think some of them are very funny. It says, save a rhino, shoot a poacher. I thought that was quite funny. Save the rhino, shoot a poacher. Okay, what do we have now, Roy?
Somebody says, by the way, the name is Kate. Kate who?
Kate. We didn't speak about any Kate.
Kate of who? Sorry, I'm out of contest, or it arrived 100 minutes too late. I don't know. All right.
Kathy? Was it Kathy's show?
Kate, K-A-T-E.
Yeah, they spoke about something in Kathy's show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Probably, because she said she's late.
By the way, the name is Kate. All right. Sorry, I don't remember speaking.
We'll pass it on. I thought she's answering the question that Peter asked yesterday about the movies.
It wasn't Kate. The answer wasn't Kate.
Still the wrong.
Yeah.
All right. So now we were talking about business in South Africa. We were talking about how we're going to face the future. How are we going to face the future, guys? How can we face the future?
What other way do you got? I think that we have to be optimistic.
You have to be optimistic.
Still living here.
You have to be optimistic. And we talked about how you self-drive yourself in the morning, knowing that the possibility is there when you think, you know what, it might be even worse.
And
you're
I have to tell you, I didn't vote ANC.
Oh, really?
You didn't. Surprised.
I know it's surprising you. I vote EFF. No, I'm joking.
But you did. I know you did.
But no, I'm not dead.
You know, BLF will not accept you. They say, why? They were talking about racism. This BLF will not accept a white person
now?
Or actually a non-black person
black
as a
land
member.
First. Yeah.
BLF, Black Land First.
Blackland first. That's already sound very,
very anti-racist.
Very anti-Israel, very anti-white.
The anti-tetanus.
The anti-anti,
and it's allowed. It's allowed to say, I will not accept, anything else but black people into my,
The other way, it's not allowed.
Roy, isn't it like a Jews who can't join a special club? I mean, didn't Groucho Marx once say,
in a golf.
Groucho Marx once said, any club that accepts me is not worth me.
Yeah, I want to go to a club that can do that.
Groucho Marx said that.
And even here, I think it was the golf club in...
In Nanda? I don't want to besmirch.
I think it was in Lynchfield or someplace. Jews were not...
accepted.
Listen, even there was a movie this year, the last year, that a Jewish man got accepted to the KKK, to the Ku Klux Klan.
We saw the movie, yes.
Yeah,
true.
So everything is possible. Yeah. Guys, don't
be... Spike Lee movie, Roy. You saw
it.
Was it nice?
It was a great movie. This guy joined, he's Jewish, he joined
about,
the KKK.
You know Denzel Washington?
Yeah, Denzel.
His son.
Yeah.
Very, very handsome guy.
Yeah.
He's a black policeman that... Listen.
Alright.
It's a character he played.
You don't watch Players with The Rock, Players, the show Players.
No, I don't. Okay. I actually don't.
He's from there, Denzel Washington's son.
Denzel.
Very Washington.
Yeah.
Very, very handsome.
Very Washington, good.
He infiltrated the KKK.
So he, no, the black men don't because he's black, but his partner is a white Jewish guy and he sent him to be the undercover in the KKK.
I heard about the movie. Yes. Was it really not?
It was very good. It was one of the best movies I'd seen.
It's a Spike Lee movie. Spike Lee is great.
The black guy was actually speaking to the leader of the KKK over the phone, but then the leader of the KKK wanted to meet him. So he knew he couldn't go as he is, so he asked his Jewish colleague.
Why can't he wear the
hood?
Dress that, nobody can see him.
But you can see through the eyes. So the Jewish guy goes.
What is the name of the movie?
Black Klansman.
By the way, in, next year, or this year actually, coming Bad Boys 3. You remember Bad Boys?
Yes, sir.
With Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And they, in the second movie, they also infiltrated the
KKK.
The KKK. And they wear capes. And
Will Smith in a new movie, Aladdin, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's next week I'm seeing.
Yeah, someone says, and I'll read it. Hold on a second, because this is not the easy system. Peter is saying, Mugabe also said that there will not be, will be no illegal inventions, but it happened and it ran away and got out of hand. Then he changed his tune, appear in control. All right. So, and, somebody says it's fully simplistic and, divisive, perpetuate to us, and them thinking. This, us and them thinking. I don't know. Alright.
The divisive come from the leadership.
Us and them thinking. Us and them. All right. There's no us and them. Are you living in a space which you, that we don't occupy? We're not living in the same space. If you don't think there's us and them, you're not living in the right space. All right. If you think there's all of us together, rainbow, whatever, yeah.
Rainbow,
yeah. You can have a rainbow cake, maybe. But no Rainbow Nation. Rainbow Nation was a very good idea, which I was crazy. I mean, in a crazy way supporting in 1994. I was one of the biggest supporters proper.
Who said biggest. It? Who said the Rainbow Nation? Who came up with the words, the Rainbow Nation?
I don't know.
Remember?
No, who?
It was the Archbishop. Tutu.
Oh, was he?
Yes, in a speech he made. He said, we are the Rainbow Nation.
Yeah, 100%. Rainbow Nation. But if people still think there's no us and them. All right. All right. It's good. It's a very good, and I've got something really, really nice, and I think you're going to like it. So,
this is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
So we made him a Jew, and he wasn't. Well, he isn't. All right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Jewish manager.
Yeah, let me tell you, because he's small and he's little. Funny and he's got this Afro Jew. How do you call it?
The Afro hairstyle. He's shorter than me, but I interviewed him twice. He came to South Africa twice at Sun City.
On another radio station that I appeared, he was there and we, really had fun. He's a really funny guy.
One of the few guys I look down to.
Yeah, good. So, yeah, no, he's actually a very nice guy. And I really thought he's Jewish. I really thought so.
No, I don't think so.
But he was very nice anyway. So, yeah, something to...
He's very down to earth.
Is he?
Yeah, he's very close to the earth.
Very, yeah. Very. We were talking something. We were talking. So,
what are you talking?
Yeah. No. Anyway, this Saturday. So they were calling me. Everybody's trying to raise money for Abonim Dror, and I said to them, me, you're calling to raise money to Abonim Dror just for spite you. I'm going to give them the same money double to Beitar. So they went, yeah, but we're doing good. I don't talk to people that hate Israel and go and you know. Anyway, all right. So, don't forget. So next week we got as well, the time is now 9:45. In about 5 minutes, this guy is going to try to kick us out of the studio. So, yeah. So, I just want to try to close some things and, I just want to say that, in every bad situation, I learned as a businessman, not as a person, in person, not always it works, but for business people, in every bad situation, there's something good that we can do. What does it mean? Let's say the rent drops to 25-1. It's a disaster for a lot of people. But you can look at your export market. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Meaning you can start making something in South Africa. All right. Start making something in South Africa. Export it. The 25-1. You make a lot of money.
That's why you must balance out, not too low and not too high, because import versus export.
Yeah, I understand. But what I'm trying to say is, in every bad situation... There's a good situation. That's why in a market like we are today, you must keep your company very flexible, very small, very dense, and not wasting money. They say good deeds start at home, whether you like it or not. Good
charity
deeds start,
begins at home.
Yeah, charity, good deeds, and good start at home. What does it mean? That you can fix yourself. You can't fix everything. So if the market is bad, you must try to manipulate the market, and it was successful for me. So every time there was a change in a currency, for instance, I export instead of import. If the currency dropped to 1-1, what a pleasure! You can start importing stuff. You can always. I'm just giving you an example of currency change. I don't know. If the crime goes up, maybe open a security company or something like that. You can always make money out of it. And then another great man said, there's always opportunity in chaos. And oh boy, there's chaos here. So there's always opportunities. So don't take me as,
The only positive thing that yes, there is opportunity because of everything is shambles.
It's chaotic, yeah. It's chaotic. Another thing is, I believe that since Trump went to power, it's the end of politically correct, and people will start facing the music properly. I mean, this is not politically correct stuff. I mean, please.
You're talking about Trump.
You know what?
I read on the internet a guy who said that every time Trump tells the truth, he'll have a drink, and he's been sober for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It still works.
It still works.
Well, it still works. I wish our leaders would lie like him, yeah?
You're talking about politically correct.
Yeah.
Before you're going to be politically correct, You must be correct politically. That's right.
You must be correct, yeah. Yeah, so they're playing too much the tune of the racism, whatever, and it's very easy tune. You know, I listened to de Klerk, funny enough, this weekend. He was on TV.
FW
de Klerk. He's a humble guy. He's a nice guy. Yes, he was one of the heads of the apartheid government,
but he made the move.
He is the only one that actually made the move. Yes. And you must see how humble he is. And I must say that it was a very hostile interview. Yeah. Mm. It was a very hostile interview, and he was interviewing like, and I'm sure he's in his 90s. What is he? He must be in his 80s or 90s.
80s.
Yeah, so he's not a youngster anymore, and he was really, really, he's very, for my opinion, he's a very highly intelligent person.
They had a picture of him in the paper. He was going to vote. I wonder who he voted for. That's interesting.
Sure, VF.
Yes, you think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was in...
So it surprised everybody, eh?
What? Yeah, 3%. Yeah. Listen, but you know, who lost the 3%?
DA.
DA,
yeah.
100% they lost the 3% because they've got nothing. They're showing us nothing. Instead of saying, all right, we are opposition, we're gonna do...
There is no opposition in 100%. South Africa.
So you say, no, the ANC is stealing. Is that your opposition? Okay, we know they're stealing, but what are you gonna do?
How are you going to help rectify it? And yes.
Yeah. How can you pick up? I mean, what you have to do is you have to bring. So we've got like a minute to talk. So what you have to bring foreign investment. How are you going to bring foreign investment? Who's going to come here to say slogans? We're going to bring sovereign. They won't come. You have to come and bring them and say, all right, in the next 10 years, you're not going to pay taxes. The next 10 years, you're going to do that. I mean, you have
there's
to
no
give them
plan,
some.
There's no plan. There's no model. There's a lot of slogans. Slogans are easy to spot.
Yeah. We will do that. We will do that. Yeah. 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 Many, many strong men before, tried to do that.
We will do a good show. Yes, we did.
We're just going to say goodbyes. So who do we have here? First of all, we've got Liel Rimon.
Goodbye. Have a Chag Sameach next week. We're gonna hear from you before on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so. And Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. It was great.
So where are you writing this week? Anything new?
No, you know, some reviews going into the Citizen. There's some reviews going online. Tell me something. Next Thursday is the Radiothon. Do we have a show? Is it part of our show? Do you know?
The Radiothon?
Well, yes, it's next Thursday.
I think so.
It's what?
So we'll all be in here. It's going to be part of the Radiothon.
Is it?
I don't know. Right.
We'll have more details on Wednesday.
Yeah. Is that the song I put before?
It's very laid back.
Was that? Is that what I put before?
No.
I didn't.
Let it run, Roy.
It's a nice song.
Yes.
So guys, and I just want to say, I love this song. I don't know why.
And Moshe is also here. I know he's,
Okay. So.
Moshe. Yes, say your goodbye.
So we've got Moshe Starogadia. He's going to stay for the Yiddish show. Are you going to stay for the Yiddish show?
Yes.
So I can say Uchandet in Yiddish. Sei gesund.
I'm going to translate.
Oy vey.
So guys, thank you so much for being with us, and
have a great weekend.
You talk about this.
Yeah.
So I would like to tell you a little humoristic 30 seconds. You know, the King David at one stage was in trouble, and the Meritz brothers, the Catholic school, they were also in trouble.
Yeah.
So they didn't know how to come up, so they said, listen, let's merge the two schools and then we get money.
Yeah.
And it was a good idea. But there was one thing. Usually when you come to school in the morning, you sing the anthem. So they didn't know, they couldn't agree what will be the anthem. So somebody came with an idea. He says, we're going to sing Oy Vey Maria.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.